Oscar Roach looked at his watch as he stood in the shadows of the alley between the two apartment buildings. It had been 12:15 when Ed Weems had dropped him off a block away. Oscar had been watching the apartment of the old woman for 15 minutes. It was totally dark inside, and not a soul was stirring on the deserted street. After a final look up and down the block, he pulled on his gloves, walked to the old woman's dinged-up Chevy, and popped the door open with a Slim Jim. He reached under the dash and pulled out the ignition wires. After a few adjustments, he touched the wires together, and the old engine sputtered to life. He took another look around, and seeing no one, put the car in gear and pulled away from the curb. He knew that the old woman rarely drove the car. It might be days before she even realized that it was missing. Taking back streets to avoid the traffic cameras, he made his way to the alley behind Northeast Liquors. The other storefronts on the block had been closed for hours. A bare bulb illuminated the back door to the liquor store and the owner's car. He slipped a ski mask over his face, quietly exited the old Chevy, and unscrewed the bulb, leaving the alley in complete darkness except for the ambient light from Independence Avenue. He glanced at his watch. 1:05. The old man should be coming out soon. He crouched behind the store's dumpster. Soon, he heard the rattle of a deadbolt being thrown open and the creak of rusty hinges. There was a pause, and then he heard the old man mutter, "Damn light bulb! Gotta remember to replace it in the morning." When he heard the door close and latch, Oscar stepped from behind the dumpster. The old man heard his footsteps and turned. As soon as he saw the bank bag under the man's arm, Oscar raised his pistol and fired. The old man dropped the bag, grabbed his chest, and slumped to the ground. Oscar fired another round just to make sure. The old man's leg twitched and he lay perfectly still. Oscar picked up the bank bag, stuffed a small .38 caliber revolver inside, and headed to the old Chevy. Again, taking the back streets as much as possible, he drove to the predetermined rendezvous where Ed and Larry were waiting.
"So how did it go?"
Ed asked nervously, pacing back and forth. "Piece of cake," Oscar replied, holding up the bank bag.
"Details, details! We want to hear the whole story," Larry gushed.
"Not now. Later. We've got to get out of here. Let's stick to the plan. I'll change clothes, and Larry can dump everything in the river. You did bring the sack with the rocks, didn't you?"
"Of course,"
Larry replied. Oscar stripped and changed into a fresh set of clothes that he had stashed in Ed's car. When he had finished, he stuffed the clothing and the ski mask into the bag. Then he held up a plastic gun for the other two to see.
"Better get rid of this, too."
"So the old guy thought it was real?"
Ed asked.
"Absolutely. It was dark and he was scared shitless. He just handed over the bag and I was out of there."
"Did he see your car?"
Larry wondered.
"Doesn't matter. It's stolen, and they may not find it here for days. Besides, there's not a thing in the world to tie us to this car. Let's get out of here."
"Larry, when you've dumped the bag, meet back at my place and we'll divide the loot."
"Sounds like a plan,"
Larry agreed. Before they split up, Oscar put his arm around both of them.
"So how does it feel to commit the perfect crime?"
"Awesome,"
they both said at once. As they drove away, Oscar wondered how they would feel when they knew the truth.